Finally, Fanon crafted a beyond race analysis of the revolution. This is a remarkable thing. For all the agony that racism brought him, for all the trauma, for all the broken lives that he had to deal with as a psychiatrist, and also for his passion for the integrity of the culture, of the nation, and for the integrity of African unity, he didn't see the world that he was aiming for in terms of race, nor the process by which to arrive. He was really against discrimination. And this was very generous, but it was also very pragmatic, because there were Europeans in Africa who had lived there under colonial rule, who were willing to risk their lives and did risk their lives for the revolution. So he writes, in the new society being built, there are only Algerians. Every individual living in Algeria is an Algerian. Really generous. So in our struggle against globalization, in our world and our work to build a sustainable, just society, in our efforts to heal ourselves, it is essential that we have that courage that Fanon reminds us of. It's documented in his books. And we do need, at times, secrecy to carry on our work. And we do need to find new ways to refashion and use the artifacts of what's around us in service to what we're trying to accomplish. And we have to learn to work with people who are different from us and to combat racist structures around us. And I want to throw in one other quality, and that is the quality of wisdom. To me, it has to do with a sense of time. There is now time. There's this moment. There's this situation. There's this urgency. There's, if not now, when? And then there's historical time, understanding what led up to this situation, to this now. Because things did lead up to it, and it's important for us to feel the connection to those things, the soul, the strength of those things. And then there's geological time. How this place evolved, how this ecology evolved. And then there's the Creator's time. And that's the biggest view of all. It's the impenetrable mystery of the earth, of the waters, of the stars. And it is a place of no time. And being aware of it keeps us humble. The one who walks among the clouds, the one who has words, the one who shares blood and ideas, the child of the sun. And yet, the clan swells still. 500,000 strong in Bangalore, we are speaking plain truth in Mapuche, singing to creation in Hotvilla. Subcomandante becomes my brother. Revelation is delivered. To our people falls the identical challenge of every spirit tribe who has ever stared into the sun. Thank you.